Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is clear across Israel, with mild temperatures making it a pleasant evening. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is in the air. Jerusalem enjoys a crisp night, while Haifa remains calm and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Tehran demands could reshape the Lebanon front, as IDF warns against risking hard-won gains. This report comes from Ynet, 3 hours ago. Also, the IDF attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. This marks the first attack in the capital in weeks, according to the Jerusalem Post, 2 hours ago. Also this hour. A rabbi addresses critics concerned that aid to Gaza might benefit Hamas, as reported by JTA, just 25 minutes ago. Separately, the US and Iran are reportedly close to a memorandum aimed at ending conflict, with a framework for future nuclear talks. This comes from I-24 News 5 hours ago. And finally, the IDF is cautioning troops to maintain their positions until Hezbollah is disarmed, as Iran seeks a halt to all fronts in any US agreement. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about the execution of at least 28 people in Iran over the past 7 weeks, citing a lack of international condemnation. Visegrad 24 reported only 21 minutes ago that suicide drones are attacking a U.S. military base in Erbil, Iraq, with fighter jets attempting to intercept them. Efrat Lachter shared earlier that Israeli officials are outlining necessary elements for any agreement with Iran to prevent it from rebuilding its military and regional power. This story is being covered on Fox News. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Iran's demand for halting fighting could significantly alter the dynamics on the Lebanese front. The IDF is urging caution, emphasizing the importance of holding current lines until Hezbollah is disarmed. The implications for regional stability are significant, as any shift could affect the broader conflict landscape. Turning to the event in Beirut, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the U.S. had prior knowledge of the IDF's attempted assassination of a Hezbollah commander, but did not grant a formal green light. This strike, earlier today, underscores ongoing tensions and strategic maneuvers in the region. The move could escalate hostilities, affecting diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, amid criticisms, a rabbi has defended his synagogue's fundraising for the Gaza Children's Village. The JTA reports that despite concerns over funds potentially benefiting Hamas, the rabbi insists that Zionism today demands hopeful action. This highlights the complex balance between humanitarian aid and political realities. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights that the U.S. and Iran may soon agree on a memorandum to end ongoing conflict. This framework, discussed earlier today, aims to pave the way for future nuclear talks. Successful agreements could ease regional tensions and open paths for diplomatic engagement. Turning to business and markets. First, former Elron executives have launched a $10 million AI and cyber fund, Alpha Drive. This initiative aims to support Israeli startups across various stages, as reported by CTEC. Separately, Globes notes that changes in financial institutions' hedging practices have strengthened the shekel. By reducing foreign currency exposure, these actions influence Israel's economic landscape. And finally, a report from Ynet Business indicates that while a stronger shekel makes imports cheaper, it could quietly undermine exports and competitiveness. This currency shift is driven by hedging and the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.